How do you protect yourself from the punishment of the grave? I'm going to mention seven things, inshallah ta'ala, protecting from the punishment of the grave. The first is a daily habit. Ibn al-Qayyim, he says in Kitab al-Ruh, when he mentions, he has an entire section on he has a book called The Book of the Soul, on things that protect from the punishment of the grave. And he says, this thing is of the most beneficial things that protect from the punishment of the grave. That every night, before you go to sleep, that you reflect on your day and hold yourself accountable for the mistakes and sins that you committed. And then you commit to a sincere repentance between you and Allah. And so if that sleep turns into eternal slumber, then you've died upon repentance. And if they live to the next morning, they awaken with happiness and a chance at a new beginning. He says this is the most beneficial sleep that a person can have. Every night, before you go to sleep, you think about your sins, you repent from those sins, you commit to a new day. If you do that, then it's the most beneficial sleep. Number two, tawheed, belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the angels come and question you in the grave, that you say, my Lord is Allah, Islam is my religion, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my prophet. The more a person believes in that, lives in accordance to that in this dunya, the more they will be able to they will be granted the tawfiq to say that in the grave. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah will give those who believe steadfastness with the statement of truth in this life and in the next. So tawheed. Number three, good deeds. Good deeds protect. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the deceased is placed in their grave and they hear the movement of the sandals when the people depart from them, if they were a believer, then the prayer is at their head and fasting is at their right and zakat is at their left and good deeds like charity, the ties of kinship and goodness to people is at their feet. And so when the adab, when the punishment starts to approach that person from their head, the salah says there's no passage this way. And when it comes from the right, fasting says you can't pass. And then from their left, charity says you can't pass. And then from their feet, good deeds, charity, maintaining the ties of kinship and goodness to people says you can't pass. That's number two or three. That's three. Number four is shahada, martyrdom. Martyrdom. And the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned six qualities that the shaheed has, and one of them is that they're protected from the punishment of the grave. And so the sahaba asked, why is the shaheed protected from the punishment of the grave? And he says, kafa bi bariqati siyufi fawqa ra'sihi fitna. He said, it is enough, the dazzling of swords over their head is enough of a fitna for them. They don't need to be tested in the grave. Their test is on the battlefield. Then number four, that is number four, right? Okay, so I want to just expand that notion of shaheed. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so this is number five. We're going to expand the notion of shaheed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who do you consider martyrs amongst you? The Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, the one who's killed in the path of Allah is a martyr. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then the martyrs of my ummah will be few. They said, then who are they, Ya Rasulullah? He said, whoever is killed in the path of Allah is a martyr. And whoever dies in the path of Allah is a martyr. And whoever dies in a plague is a martyr. And whoever dies due to a stomach ailment is a martyr. And whoever drowns is a martyr. And we also have a number of other narrations that indicate that whoever dies because of burning is a martyr. And whoever dies, sahibul hadm, a person who a building collapses on them, is a martyr. So all of these scenes that we're seeing play out in Gaza, they're all martyrdom according to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala count them as the martyrs. Allahumma ameen. The only difference is that janazah is still prayed over them. The only one who janazah is not prayed for is the martyr of the battlefield. Everyone else, that they may have the status of martyrs, and there's others, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man qutila duna malihi fahuwa shaheed, wa man qutila duna ahlihi fahuwa shaheed." That whoever dies defending their property is a shaheed, and whoever dies defending their family is a shaheed, and whoever dies defending themselves is a shaheed. Whoever is killed defending themselves is a shaheed. Number six is dying on Friday, on the eve of Friday, basically Thursday night. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, there's no Muslim who dies on Friday or the eve of Friday except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects them from the trials of the grave. The hadith is reported by Tirmidhi. And then we started with a daily habit, and I'm going to end with a daily habit, which is the seventh, which is reciting Surah Al-Mulk. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Surah Tabarak is the surah that protects from the punishment of the grave. And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, a chapter that is 30 verses interceded on behalf of its reciter until they were forgiven. And it is Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. And then Sahih al-Tirmidhi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.